Hey, everybody, and welcome back. Are you ready to dive into some ancient wisdom? Some wisdom that's surprisingly relevant to our modern lives.
I think we all need a little wisdom these days.
Yeah, well, today we're taking a deep dive into 2 Samuel chapter 16.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's a story of betrayal and political maneuvering and resilience, all wrapped up in one intense chapter of the Old Testament.
It's a story packed with lessons about navigating tough situations, handling criticism, and making smart choices, especially when the pressure is on.
Okay, so for those who need a quick refresher, this chapter takes place during a pretty tumultuous time in King David's life. His son, Absalom, is attempting a coup.
Oh,
Yeah,
yikes.
forcing David to flee Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And as he's making his escape, he encounters this series of characters who each teach us something valuable about leadership and human nature.
And it all starts with a seemingly simple act of kindness. David runs into Ziba.
Ziba.
Yeah,
Ziba.
a servant of one of his close friends. Ziba brings supplies for David and his men, but he also drops some serious gossip, accusing his master, Mephibosheth, of disloyalty.
Sounds like Ziba might be trying to score some points with the king, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Taking advantage of the chaos to maybe gain some power or influence for himself.
It's definitely a possibility. And that's where the first lesson comes in. Ziba's actions remind us to be discerning about the information we receive, especially in times of crisis. People might have hidden agendas, so it's important to consider the source and evaluate their motives. Think about it. How many times have you seen this play out in your own life, maybe in the workplace, or even among friends?
Yeah, totally.
That
Like that
is.
saying, consider the source.
Right.
But let's move on to David's next encounter, shall we? This one's a little less about strategic maneuvering and a lot more about emotional intelligence.
Okay.
So David then encounters Shimei, who's not exactly a fan.
Uh-oh.
In fact, Shimei starts hurling insults and stones at David,
Ah.
blaming him for the downfall of King Saul. Talk about adding insult to injury, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's brutal. I mean, David is already dealing with a rebellion from his own son. And now he's got this guy publicly shaming him. How does he handle it?
Well, David's response is what makes this encounter so remarkable. He forbids his men from retaliating against Shimei. He even suggests that perhaps God is using this difficult experience to teach him something. It's pretty amazing. What's fascinating here is David's restraint and his willingness to look for a deeper meaning in the midst of suffering.
Yeah.
It's a powerful reminder that we always have a choice in how we respond to negativity. We can react defensively, or we can choose to see it as an opportunity for growth.
That takes some serious self-awareness to be able to step back from that kind of emotional intensity and ask, what can I learn from this? It makes you wonder how we can apply that kind of thinking to our own lives when we face criticism.
Yeah, it's a really good question. David's example teaches us the importance of pausing and reflecting and choosing our response rather than just reacting impulsively. But while David is dealing with these very personal challenges, his son, Absalom, is back in Jerusalem,
Oh.
making some critical decisions about how to solidify his newfound power.
And this is where we see the dangers of surrounding yourself with yes men.
Right.
Absalom takes the advice of Ahithophel, a
Ahithophel.
counselor known for his cunning,
Oh.
but not necessarily his ethics.
Oh, dear.
Ahithophel suggests a bold and potentially devastating move that would secure Absalom's power. But it's a move that's morally questionable and, in the long run, strategically risky.
This highlights the importance of having advisors who will challenge your thinking
Yes.
and offer honest feedback, even if it's not what you want to hear.
So we've got discerning information, responding to negativity with grace, and choosing wise counsel. Any other nuggets of wisdom we can glean from this ancient drama?
Well, if we connect this back to David's overall leadership style, we see a pattern of restraint, patience, and a deep trust in something bigger than himself.
Okay.
Even when facing betrayal and rebellion, he avoids making rash decisions, driven by fear or anger.
So it's about leading with a long-term vision, even when surrounded by chaos. That's a pretty powerful message for anyone in a leadership position, whether you're managing a team at work, a family, or simply navigating your own life.
Absolutely. And the beauty of these stories is that they offer timeless insights
Yeah.
into human behavior and decision making. They provide us with frameworks for thinking about ethical dilemmas, responding to adversity, and making choices that align with our values even when the pressure is on.
It's almost like having a wise mentor from the past whispering guidance in our ears. But how do we actually apply this wisdom to our own lives? I mean, things are a lot different now than they were back in King David's time.
That's true. But the core challenges of leadership, decision-making, and navigating difficult situations are remarkably consistent throughout history.
So you're saying that even though the world has changed, human nature hasn't really changed all that much.
Exactly. We still face the same temptations to make impulsive choices, to surround ourselves with people who tell us what we want to hear, and to react defensively when we're criticized. The key is to recognize these patterns and to consciously choose a different path.
So it's not just about leading others, it's about leading ourselves, making wise choices, even when it's hard.
Exactly, yeah. It's about cultivating that inner compass that guides us towards what's right, even when it's not easy or popular. And, you know, this brings us back to David's remarkable ability to find meaning even in the midst of suffering. He doesn't just endure Shimei's attacks, he actually sees them as a potential opportunity for growth.
That's such a powerful perspective shift. It's like choosing to see obstacles as stepping stones rather than roadblocks. But how do we actually do that? How do we cultivate that kind of resilience in our own lives?
Well, I think it starts with accepting that challenges are an inevitable part of life. We're all going to face setbacks, disappointments, even betrayals at some point. The key is to not let those experiences define us.
So it's not about avoiding difficult experiences. It's about learning how to navigate them in a way that allows us to grow and become stronger.
Exactly. And, you know, this connects back to another key theme we've been exploring, the importance of trusting in something bigger than ourselves.
Right.
David's faith played a crucial role in his ability to remain resilient in the face of adversity.
So it's about having that sense of faith, whether it's in a higher power, a set of values, or even just the belief that things will eventually work out.
Right. Yeah. It's about having that anchor that keeps us grounded when the storms of life inevitably come.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into 2 Samuel chapter 16, what's the one thing you hope our listeners will take away from this story?
I hope they'll remember that ancient wisdom is still relevant today. The challenges faced by King David thousands of years ago are remarkably similar to the challenges we face in our modern lives.
Right.
It's like we're all connected by this shared human experience across time and cultures.
And that within those shared experiences are timeless lessons about leadership, resilience, and the importance of choosing wisdom over impulsiveness.
So as you go about your week, think about the stories we've discussed. How can you apply these ancient principles to your own modern life? How can you become a more discerning consumer of information, respond to negativity with grace, and build a supportive network of advisors who will challenge you to grow?
Remember that every challenge is an opportunity to practice these principles and become a wiser, more resilient, and more effective leader in your own life.
That's great advice. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the wisdom that's all around us.